Hello, who's there? Oh, if it isn't the nice young man who volunteers to come visit me. What are you doing here? You're on schedule to come by today. You were in the neighborhood and just wanted to say hello. Oh, isn't that sweet? Well, come on in, come in. I just put the kettle on and I baked some delicious cookies that you can try. It's so nice to see you. You know, I don't get too many visitors anymore, so I really value the time we get to spend together. My family? No, they don't come by anymore. Hell, they rarely even bother to call me. It's like they've just forgotten about me. I guess they just aren't interested in being with an old woman like me. That's so sweet of you to say. I love spending time with you, too. I really do. Oh, tea is done. Now just sit down and relax, and I'll get everything ready for us. No, dearie, let me. You spent so much of your free time taking care of me. I think it's time for me to take care of you. You've been volunteering for several months now, and you never complain. You're always so kind and caring, and you even come over to keep me company on days you aren't scheduled for. You're more than just a caregiver. You're like a true friend, or even part of the family. Or even... never mind. Hey, here you go. I hope you like it. I made the cookies especially for you. I know they're your favorites. You say they're delicious. I'm glad you like them. I haven't met a man yet who didn't like the taste of my cookies. So, how are things going at school? Is college going okay? That's what you wanted to talk to me about. Why? Something the matter? What? You're moving back home? But I thought you still had another year of college left. They raised the rent on your apartment, and now you can't afford to live in the city anymore? I see. So your parents want you to move back home and finish up school over there. But you live so far away. In another state, in fact. Chances are, we'll never see each other again. Wait a minute. If all you need is a place to stay, maybe I can help. I have an extra room upstairs you can stay in. You can live here with me while you finish up with college. I'll even let you stay here rent-free if you want. Consider it a thank you for all the time you've spent keeping me company. Think about it. You're already spending so much of your free time with me. Really, this just streamlines the process. Come on, why don't you come upstairs and look at the room before you make your decision? That's a good boy. Now come along. That's it. Here we are. I know it isn't much, but it has a dresser and a nightstand and a nice comfy bed. So, what do you think? You still aren't sure. Well, why don't you lay down on the bed and give it a try? There. Isn't that lovely? What do you think? Wouldn't it be so much better if you just lived here instead of moving back in with your parents? You look so nice and comfy on that bed. Maybe I should join you. This bed sure is cozy. I could lay here snuggled up next to you all day. Oh, don't be embarrassed. After all, we've known each other for so long, we're practically family. And besides, this isn't the first time we've cuddled up next to one another. Remember last winter when the power went out and you rushed over because you wanted to make sure I was okay? It was so noble of you to think of a little old lady like me. We spent that whole night watching movies on the couch, wrapped up in that big warm blanket. You were so manly, keeping me nice and warm until the power came back on. I felt so safe wrapped up in your arms. There isn't a single person I trust more in the world than you. That's why I can't bear to see you go. Please, say you'll stay with me. Please, Oh, what's the matter, dearie? Why are you fidgeting like that? Is there something wrong? Are you getting hard right now? Just look at that tent forming in your pants. You are getting hard, aren't you? Is it because I'm cuddled up next to you? I can't believe it. Here I am, a woman old enough to be your own grandmother, and you're actually getting an erection because of me? Maybe it's just the smell of my perfume that's exciting you. Or maybe it's the tingle of my breath against the nape of your neck as I snuggle up close. But it couldn't be because of my body, could it? After all, I'm an old woman. Just look at me. Take a good look at these sagging old breasts, these wide hips, these thick thighs. There's no way an old body like mine would excite a hot young man like you. Clearly, I'm far too old, too past my prime to... Oh! Oh, baby, I haven't been kissed like that since I was a teenager. The way you manhandled me, it was as if you couldn't help yourself. You really do want me, don't you? Oh, I'm not upset with you, sweetie. If anything, I consider it a compliment. To think a hot young stud like you would ever be interested in an old woman like me. Well, it makes me feel as giddy as a schoolgirl. What is it about me that you like, darling? What is it about me that makes your cock so hard? Is it my huge, pillowy breasts pressed against your body? Or is it my round, curvy ass that's just begging to be squeezed? Or do you just prefer women with thick thighs and wide hips? Oh, are you blushing? You are so innocent. It's adorable. You know, I used to turn a lot of heads back in the day. It's nice to know this old girl still has what it takes to get a young man's blood pumping. And speaking of getting your blood pumping. My goodness. Just look at this cock. Look at how big those veins are. The way they pulse and throb. It's practically begging for me to stroke it. No, no, baby. Just lay back. After all, you've spent so much of your free time taking care of me. I think it's time for me to take care of you. Does that feel good, sweetie? Do you like the way my tiny hand glides up and down among your massive throbbing cock? Oh, this feels so naughty. Just think, what would the ladies at the bingo hall say if I told them I gave my caregiver a hand job? Oh, don't worry, dearie. I'm not going to tell anyone. I wouldn't want to risk getting you into any trouble. This will be our little secret. Besides, knowing those sluts, they'll probably want to turn with your cock. And there's no way I'm sharing this magnificent thing with anyone. From now on, this cock and the stud it's attached to is mine. All mine. Oh, yes, dear, I am absolutely sure about this. I need this throbbing cock in my life. Oh, just thinking of all the things I can do with a cock like this gets me excited. In fact, there is one thing I've been wanting to do for a long time now. I used to love sucking cock when I was younger. There's nothing better than the head of a man's cock in my mouth. The feel of his shaft in the back of my throat. The taste of a man's pre-cum on my tongue. I remember how the boys in school used to line up just so they could take turns fucking my face. Each one would ram their cock all the way down my throat and fill my belly with their hot jizz. It felt amazing. Oh, are you surprised? Are you shocked to hear that this sweet old lady was actually once a depraved cocksucking slut? I guess I'm not as innocent as you thought I was. Well, now you know a little secret about me. Try not to tell anyone. You want to know another secret? Remember that night when we had to snuggle up next to each other to keep warm? I felt you get hard from me back then, too. I thought I was imagining it, so I didn't say anything. But as the night went on, I couldn't help but notice your hard-throbbing cock poking into my side. You wanted me, didn't you? You wanted to take your big, hard cock and thrust it deep inside me, just like you want to do right now. Well, what the hell are you waiting for? Get over here and fuck me. My pussy is so wet from sucking your cock, baby. I can feel it dripping down my thigh. I need you to fuck me. Please, take that huge throbbing cock and shove it deep inside my sopping wet pussy. Oh, don't worry, dearie. You aren't going to break me. I may be old, but I'm a lot tougher than I look. Go ahead and manhandle me. Thrust your cock in as hard as you can. Use me for your own pleasure. Fuck me like you own me, darling, because I want to be owned by a hot young stud like you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it, baby. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Haven't had a cock inside of me in years. It feels so good. Oh. Yes, God, this is incredible. Oh, I feel just like a teenager again. Oh, yes. Keep going. Harder. Faster. Slam it in as hard as you can. Oh, I want to feel your balls slap against my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, you aren't going anywhere. I won't let you. You're going to live with me forever. Don't worry about the rent. You won't have to pay me anything. Hell, I'll pay you to live with me. Oh, forget about moving back in with your family. I'm the only family you'll need from now on. I can be your new mommy. Your sugar mommy. Oh, I have plenty of money. I'll pay all your bills, your college tuition, everything. I mean, what else am I gonna do with all that money? Give it to my kids? Fuck them. They won't even come to visit me anymore. Meanwhile, here you are, volunteering both your time and your cock in order to make an old lady happy. Oh, you deserve a reward for all your hard work, and you are going to get it. Oh, I am going to shower you with money and gifts for the rest of my life. I'm going to suck your cock every morning. I let you fuck my pussy every night. You will live like a fucking king under my roof. And all you have to do is promise to be mine from now on. Can you do that, sweetie? Can you forego every other girl? Every young slut that comes your way? And promise that you'll only ever fuck me from now on? What was that? You say I'm the only woman you'll ever need. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. Are you going to come for me, sweetie? Oh, go ahead. Do it. Pump your hot, sticky load deep inside me. I want to feel that warm cum filling me up. Oh, a young man like you should be pumping your cum into some sweet young girl, not a nasty old whore like me. It's so wrong to think you would rather give your hot, fertile load to a depraved old cougar like me instead of a woman your own age. It feels so good to know that I've corrupted you, that you're addicted to my pussy, the pussy of this old whore, a pussy you have no business fucking, but you just can't help yourself because it feels so fucking good. Oh, here's a nasty thought. Maybe, if you're lucky, your load will find its mark. What if I am being serious? I may be old, but I could still be fertile. Do you like that idea? Do you like the thought of knocking me up? An old horny slut, old enough to be your own grandmother, will become the mother of your child, not some young college slut or a sweet girl your own age. You're about to pump your seed into the belly of an old whore, and then you'll watch as that body gets nice and round with your baby. Just imagine what it would be like to fuck me if I get pregnant. Oh, imagine my tits dripping with milk. Imagine sucking on my nipples as you thrust your cup deep inside of me. Imagine sliding your hands along my baby bump as you slide your cup deep inside my pussy. Oh, fuck. That really gets you going, didn't it? You nasty boy. You want to get me pregnant, don't you? Then do it. Come inside me. Give me a baby. Claim me as yours. Make me your barefoot and pregnant whore. Oh my God. That was incredible. I have never been fucked like that in my entire life. If I had known you wanted me that badly, I would have gotten down on my knees and sucked your cock when we first met. Seriously, my legs are still shaking. It really felt that good. What about you, dear? Did you enjoy this old lady's warm, wet pussy? You say it was amazing. The best pussy you've ever fucked. I figured as much. I can tell you liked it from all the cum you poured into me. Oh, I feel so full. You know, for a second there, I thought you really were trying to get me pregnant. Huh? What was that, dear? Oh, no, sweetie. I was just pretending before. I'm pretty sure I'm too old to get pregnant anymore. You want to know why I said all that stuff before about you knocking me up? Well, if I learned one thing in my life, it's that if a woman wants to make her man happy, she should act like a proper housewife in the kitchen and a total whore between the sheets. So I may have embellished some things in order to turn you on, and it looks like it worked. I mean, it's not like you actually want to get an old lady like me pregnant, would you? What was that? You wouldn't mind getting me pregnant? Really? Well, I wouldn't say it's completely impossible for you to get me pregnant. I still do get my period. Occasionally. But the odds of it happening are probably one in a million. Still, with all the cum you pumped inside of me, maybe you managed to beat the odds. That really does turn you on, doesn't it? Well, you'll have plenty of chances to leave your mark, if you know what I mean. That is, if you still want to live here with me. Do you still want to live with me? I know you said you did, but I've seen men say some crazy things while they're balls deep inside of a warm, wet pussy. Now that you have some time to think it over, I won't be upset if you changed your mind. I know this is asking a lot from you, and I understand if you would rather be with a girl your own age instead of a dried-up old woman like me. I just want you to think long and hard about this before... Oh, baby, the way you kiss me, What's that? You say you want to be with me forever. I'm the only woman you ever think about. You say that you love me. Oh, sweetie, I love you too. Oh, darling, you're the only man for me. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh, my love. Come now. We have to start getting ready for when you move in. Let me show you where you'll be sleeping. What? Oh, no, baby. This is just the guest room. From now on, you'll be sleeping in the master bedroom with me.